Elwood would not run. Elwood was a cheetah, the world's fastest animal, but Elwood wouldn't run. Elwood, Father Cheetah said, we all run. We have our reputation as the fastest runners to uphold. Your brothers and sisters run. They catch game for us to eat. You eat part of what they catch. Why won't you help? Well, replied Elwood, it seems like a lot of wasted energy. Father Cheetah looked at Elwood with a very sad expression. I think you're just lazy. And with that, he turned and walked away, growling. Elwood looked at the back of his angry father. He loved his father, but he didn't want to run. Mother Cheetah came over and bumped Elwood with her forehead, like all cats do. She licked his face lovingly. Elwood, it'll soon be time for you to leave home. Just like your brothers and sisters. You refuse to catch food. What will you eat? How will you live? Mother, Elwood sighed, I don't want to catch supper. I really like to eat pizza. There is nothing I like better than pizza with double cheese and pepperoni. Mother Cheetah looked at him with a very surprised look. I don't understand you, Elwood. We are cheetahs. We eat game that we catch, not pizza. You look like a cheetah, you smell like a cheetah, but you don't act like a real cheetah. I think you're just going through a phase. It'll pass and you will run. Elwood looked very sad. I'm sorry, Mother. I'm really a cheetah, but maybe it's just that I'm a different kind of cheetah. 1 week later, Elwood and his brothers and sisters left their parents' home to make their way in the world. They all said goodbye to each other and ran off into the jungle and across the plain. All of them except Elwood. He walked off into the jungle in no particular hurry to get anywhere. He walked past Mayor Elephant, who was eating leaves from the lower branches of a tree. Well, Elwood, I see that you're still not running. Nowhere to run to, nothing to run for, Mr. Mayor, said Elwood. He walked past Mr. Giraffe, who was eating leaves from the top of the tree. Hey, Elwood, since you won't run and catch dinner, would you like some of mine? I'm willing to share. No thanks, Mr. Giraffe. I'm, gonna have pizza for dinner. That's ridiculous, chimed in Mr. Gorilla, who was sitting across the road snapping branches from the trees and eating the leaves. Cheetahs don't eat pizza. Cheetahs eat meat. Of course, said Elwood. I do, too. My pizza has to have pepperoni on it. Silly young cheetah, replied Mr. Gorilla gruffly. He walked and walked till it started to get dark. Elwood was getting hungry. Off in the distance, there was a light, so he walked toward it. It was the Jungle Pizza Parlor, and there in the window was a sign, Wanted, Pizza Taster. Elwood smiled a very large smile and went in. Hi, I'm here for the job. Are you a good pizza taster? Asked Mr. Orangutan. I am great at all things related to pizza, replied Elwood. We'll just see, said Mr. Orangutan. Close your eyes, smell and taste these pizzas and tell me what they are. Mr. Orangutan proceeded to hold pieces of different kinds of pizza under Elwood's nose, and then he let him take a small bite. Elwood guessed every one correctly. That's single cheese, mushrooms, and salami. That is a single cheese and pineapple. Oh, and that's my favorite, double cheese and pepperoni. Mr. Orangutan smiled a big, big orangutan smile and called to his wife, We found a great pizza taster, my dear. He then introduced Mrs. Orangutan to Elwood, and then introduced Elwood to his little son, Bruce. You can live with us and work in the pizza parlor. We are very proud of our pizzas. You will make sure that all the pizzas taste good. Bruce was very young and had just started to walk. He toddled over to Elwood and gave him a hug and a kiss. I guess we're friends, said Elwood, smiling and bumping Bruce with his forehead and giving him an affectionate lick. Bruce giggled and hugged Elwood again.
Life
was very nice for Elwood. No one asked him to run, and he ate lots and lots of pizza. He liked Mr. and Mrs. Orangutan, and especially little Bruce. Between pizza tastings, he watched Bruce walk around and get into all sorts of trouble. He really laughed when Bruce pulled a container of pizza sauce down on his head. Bruce was all red except for his eyes and his white teeth. Oh. Saturday was their busiest day. Both Mr. and Mrs. Orangutan had to make pizzas, and Elwood tasted pizza all day. Suddenly, Mrs. Orangutan stopped and looked around for Bruce. Did you see Bruce, Elwood? No, Mrs. Orangutan. I saw him much earlier, but I don't know where he is. So they started looking for Bruce. They looked in the house. Bruce wasn't there. He wasn't in the pizza parlor. He wasn't in the yard. Suddenly, Mrs. Orangutan screamed, "Oh, there he is!" She pointed toward the river. Bruce was walking right into the water. If he gets into the water, he will be swept away and drown. I can't get to him in time. Oh, what can we do? Mr. Orangutan ran out of the pizza parlor and was running as fast as his little legs would go toward Bruce. "He'll not get there in time," cried Mrs. Orangutan. Elwood started to run. He ran so fast that his feet hardly touched the ground. He ran so fast that the wind he made blew the leaves off the trees. He ran so fast that he left a trail of dust that was higher than the treetops. He ran past Mr. Orangutan and reached Bruce. He grabbed Bruce gently with his mouth and then turned and walked back to Mrs. Orangutan carrying Bruce. Mrs. Orangutan hugged Bruce and then hugged Elwood. "Thank you, Elwood. You are a real hero." The next day, the story was in the jungle newspaper. Mayor Elephant came and gave Elwood a medal. Mr. Orangutan gave Elwood a vacation so he could go home and show his parents his medal. Oh, they were very proud of him. His brothers and sisters came home, and they had a big old celebration with everyone in the neighborhood. Mr. and Mrs. Orangutan sent over a lot of pizza for them to eat. Double cheese and pepperoni, of course. "See," said Mother Cheetah, "it was his choice all along. There was nothing wrong or different about Elwood. He was a cheetah the entire time. He just made a different choice." Choices. Elwood liked the sound of that word. He chose to be different. He had chosen not to run, and he chooses to eat pizza. However, when Bruce was in danger, Elwood knew exactly what to do. He made the brave and wonderful choice to run to save his friend. Elwood learned that there are many things to think about when you make a choice. And now Elwood was ready to make another good choice. The middle slice of pizza, hello. He picked it up and with great joy bit off the whole pointy end. Life was really good.